gentlemen. If any of you are looking for something to do on Valentine's Day, Amy and I will be streaming our first ever live episode of Fun with Flags. You're welcome to join us as we celebrate the timeless love affair between wind and flapping fabric.
Penny and I have dinner reservations that night, but any other time, no.
Sorry, Bernie and I are breaking in the new hot tub, if you know what I mean.
Not a clue, Raj.
Spending Valentine's Day with Emily.
Don't sound very excited about it.
Oh, I am. I guess I'm still wondering if Emily and I write for each other.
Does this have to do with that girl you had coffee with?
You mean the strong, sexy angel I can't stop thinking about? Who can say?
You've been talking about breaking up with Emily forever. Why don't you just do it already?
Let's get it over with.
Well, you say it like it's easy. Have any one of you ever broken up with anyone?
No.
Not really.
You know, once I ordered an Uber by accident, I just got in and went somewhere.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state, and nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with a Big Bang.
So, you're really going to break up with her?
Yeah, I think so. Do you have any advice?
Well, I have broken up with my fair share of guys. I mean, how many times did I break up with Leonard?
I stopped counting at 4.
Great. My advice to you is do it at her place. You can leave when you need to. Tell the truth, make it quick, and be prepared for tears.
Oh, I'm going to do a pre-cry before I go in there. Really dry myself out.
She meant Emily.
No, I really didn't. You're seriously breaking up with me?
Yeah.
And you thought right before Valentine's Day was a good time to do it.
You're right. Let's talk again in a few days. Hey, Claire. Hi, it's Rajesh. I was wondering if you're free for Valentine's Day?
Sorry, I just got back with my boyfriend.
But I just broke up with my girlfriend.
Right before Valentine's Day? What an ass.
Please take me back. Our love was meant to be. I'm going to be all alone on Valentine's Day. You were right. Tears.
Hey, and we are live in 22 minutes.
I'm nervous. I hope people will be around to watch, even though it's Valentine's Day.
People who are fans of an internet show about flags, trust me, they're around.
Oh, and speaking of Valentine's Day, I haven't forgotten about you tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, you've become such an integral part of my life, as well as this show. I felt it only right to include your name in the title.
That is so sweet.
So, from now on, this program will officially be known as Dr. Sheldon Cooper and Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler present Dr. Sheldon Cooper's Fun with Flags.
Catchy.
I'm going to check the temp on the tub.
You'll make it too hot.
Sorry, but too hot is the only temperature I come in.
Look at that. You shaved it all.
You're welcome.
Question, this is my first hot tub. Is it supposed to come with a rat flopping around in it?
Ew, really? Get it out.
How?
We had a skimmer.
You turn off the jets. I'll get a strainer from the kitchen.
I don't know how to turn off the jets.
Good, I don't know where to keep the strainer.
Excuse me. Bad news, the maitre d' said it's going to be at least an hour.
An hour? What? That's crazy. We have a reservation.
I know.
So what did you say?
Thanks, sorry to bother you. But I said it like a badass.
All right, well, you, like, flip him some money or something?
Really? Never done that before. Does it work?
Do people like money? Is that what you're asking?
A lot of attitude from the woman who thought MC Squared was a rapper.
Now, is that a smart thing to say on a holiday that's basically National Sex Night?
I'm sorry. You're pretty. I'm stupid. Hello. Just checking again for Hofstetter. Still going to be an hour?
I'm afraid so.
Okay. Thanks. Hey. I think you may have dropped this.
Oh. Anybody lose a 20?
I did.
Oh, I took care of it.
Okay, we are live in 5, 4... 3. Oh, wait. Oh, shoot. I already pushed the button. Never mind. We're live.
Hello. And welcome to a special live edition of Dr. Sheldon Cooper.
And Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler present
Dr. Sheldon Cooper's Fun with Flags.
Consider tonight's episode a Valentine's Day gift for you, our viewers.
It's also my gift to you. That was clear, right? Because you're not getting anything else.
Since we're live, you'll finally be able to reach out to us with your flag thoughts and flag questions.
Allow us to answer a few quick ones that we get all the time. Yes, I really am a doctor. Yes, she really is my girlfriend.
No, I just blink a lot. It's not Morse code for rescue me. Here's our first call. Hello, and welcome to Fun with Flags. What's your question?
What is wrong with me? Why am I so self-destructive?
Rajesh?
Yes?
Whenever things are going well, I always find a way to ruin it. You two look happy. How do you do it?
I think it starts with good communication.
Yeah, but that's not a flag question. Next caller.
I hope you don't think I'm just saying this because it's Valentine's Day, but I love you so much.
I'm gonna put this down your robe. It's not moving, but I think it's still alive.
Well, should we put it back in there a few minutes?
No, and it's not a rat, it's a rabbit. We need to save it.
Well, how do we do that?
I don't know. Look it up on your phone. I'm gonna wrap it in a towel.
Taking care of injured rabbit. Okay. Make sure it's comfortable and warm. It's just in a hot tub. I'm going to stay checked.
Anything else?
To make sure it's not dehydrated, feed him an electrolyte solution. If it's not responding, use a warm cloth to wash its face and genitals. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm going to go talk to the maitre d'.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. I'm going to flirt with him.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
I'm still sleeping with you tonight.
See if you can get a table by the window.
Hi there. What's your name?
Glenn.
Oh, boy. It is crazy in here tonight, huh, Glenn?
Well, you know, Valentine's Day.
Yes. Oh, bet your girlfriend is super bummed you had to work tonight. Anyway, look, we have been waiting a while, and I just...
With all due respect, ma'am, there's nothing I can do.
You don't have to call me ma'am.
Okay.
I mean, we're basically the same age.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 21. How old are you?
Just shut up, Glenn. Come on, get out of here.
What? Why?
Because I'm young. Let's go.